Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gus Gill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Brabander. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gene Brabander. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from French and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud takes first base on ball four. Unser moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is hit by the pitch. Unser moves to third. Stroud moves to second. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pilots. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brabander moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stroud who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Brabander scores. It's 2-0, Pilots. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Hegan scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Pilots. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from French and he is safe. Davis steals second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Pilots. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from French and he is out, Allen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Stroud moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Stroud moves to third. Howard moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French takes first base on ball 4. Jim Schellenbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schellenbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes French trying to get to third. Gill throws to Kennedy who tags French for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schellenbach moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stroud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Brabander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brabander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brabander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Schellenbach covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from French and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMullen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Epstein. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from French to Allen and they have Davis trapped. The throw over to Epstein, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. French settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 2 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops it up and throws to first, with Schellenbach covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. French takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Gary Holman pinch hits for Jim Schellenbach. Gary Holman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to third. French moves to second. John O'Donohue now pitching. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to second. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNairtney moves to third. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen pinch hits for Ed Stroud. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pilots. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Brant Alia pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the Senators 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing second base. Brant Alia now playing right field. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0 for 3 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman throws to second for 1, and Allen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hegan scores. Davis scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Pilots. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from French and he is safe. Comer steals second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Hegan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Jim French. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Billings pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNairtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Unser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the Senators 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Paul Casanova now catching. Dave Baldwin now pitching. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Donohue hits a line drive towards the mound. Baldwin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Epstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Howard moves to second. It's 6-2, Pilots. Diego Segui now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McMullen hits a pop-up towards short. Gill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alia strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 6, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.